You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Friends of the Earth, Haiti. The country has to be an example of freedom. Haiti suffered an earthquake on January the 12th that was rated as one of the history's biggest disasters. Nearly 300,000 people died in the aftermath of the 7-degree earthquake, which epicenter was 15 kilometers from the country's capital, Port-au-Prince. The earthquake was felt in Cuba, Jamaica, and Dominican Republic, where it led to preemptive evacuations. Before Haiti was hit by the earthquake, the country was already Latin America's poorest country, with an average annual income amounting to $560 per person. The country's social and economic situation is grim, and the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti, or MINUSTAH, has failed to fight poverty. Quite on the contrary, it is being questioned by many sectors of the country. Real World Radio interviewed the communications officer of ITCRV, Friends of the Earth Haiti, Jean-Louis Etienne. He participated in the Sustainability School Friends of the Earth Latin America and the Caribbean, held in Brazil from September the 10th through the 22nd. He said, quote, "At Friends of the Earth, we are fighting together, not for ourselves, but for the world. I hope that my colleague from Haiti who will succeed me in the next edition of the school will not talk about what happened in Haiti, but what the school has done for him." Haiti Survey focuses its efforts on social and educational work, besides the struggle for a healthy environment. Etienne had to perform surgery several times after the earthquake to save somebody's leg that had been trapped in the rubble. "Right now, we are carrying out a program that includes food distribution and paying for children's education for children whose parents could not afford their education. This program also includes emergency training to face disasters, risk, sanitary problems, etc. We want the people to have a better understanding of what happened and how to prevent the spreading of epidemics," he said. The organization has also funded some families while they try to get their own source of income. ITCRV has also implemented some technical systems to ensure access to water to the families of the southeast of the country so that people can collect water in the rainy season and have water during the dry season, said Etienne. "This is a project of adaptation to climate change. Climate change has turned the southeast drought period longer as it shortened the rainy season. So we created a system to help people to have access to water and produce food all year round," he said. In terms of education, ITCRV is organizing workshops in different parts of the country to teach people about the environmental problems in a population with a very low literacy rate. Finally, we asked Etienne's opinion on the UN intervention in the country. He said, quote, "It is not good that Haiti is occupied. Haiti is the first country to become independent in the Caribbean and in Latin America, the world's first black republic. We have to be an example of freedom."
Knowing the situation of Haiti, knowing that we have only 30% of vegetal coverage, Haiti survey have too much work there is doing. We're working on the environment, education, and sometimes on the social part. To the environment, right now we're working on a project to climate change adaptation. We build some system on the southeast on the country just for the people to collect water in the dry period, on the raining season to keep this water for the dry period, because the effect of the climate change on southwest is that the drying period become too long and the raining season are too short. So to help them have food to the any season of the year, we build some system for them just for collect the water. And about the education, we can say that we are doing some workshop everywhere in the country. This workshop have come for objective just to teach all of the people what is the environmental problem, because knowing the situation of Haiti, that 95% person without schooling knowledge, We have to make them understand better that's happening on the climate to protect it better.
Jean-Louis, tell us what has been happening in your country. Most of all, what's the work that Friends of the Earth, ITCRV, has been doing after the earthquake there in your country?
After the earthquake, like anyone in the world can know it, Haiti Suivi have made too much works. For the first time, because the earthquake had passed at on 12, for the day after, we are making some mobile clinic. Mobile clinic is that when we have a doctor, some socorrists, some other people who can help on health, we make them some different part of Port-au-Prince, and after we make him another place just to see how we can help people, because it was have some currency and of doctor, because they cannot support everyone. After that, right now we have a program. That program has too much part. The first part is the food distribution. We have food and distribution, that's alimentation and non-alimentation distribution. The second part is that to pay school to the children, because after the earthquake, their parents are losing everything. Then we are, for promote the education, we have paid the rest of the years for the children to back to school. After that, we have make another part of this project is that backing of capacities to risk and disaster, to water, health, promotion, and two other topics. Backing of capacity, we have making it just to make the people understand better what happened and how to live together in the camp. Because you know, epidemic after catastrophe is something currently. So after the catastrophe, they live in the camp together, and to don't have epidemic, we have back in their capacity and make some workshop with them. And for the end, we have give them some, we have give them money just for it's like a regeneration of economy, just to help them, we find how they live. Right now, we are the second part of the project is we build. But the great question is where and when. So we are going outside the capital to see the most affected, who go outside to see how we can build house for them.
Jean-Louis, can you tell us, please, what's your opinion about the UN occupation there in Haiti?
This question I've been asked too many times, but the problem is that Haiti is the first republic independent in the Caribbean, even the first black republic independent in the world. So Haiti have to give the example of liberty, you understand? So Haiti have to take the banner of liberty. Is like the mother of liberty. Right now, we cannot make Haiti under occupation. We cannot make Haiti at surveillance. I think that every time they say that it's not a occupation, it's just for stability. But it is that presence of the exterior forces who make stability on the country. I think to the community international, if they really want to do something for Haiti, maybe he can build army on Haiti or another force from Haiti. But I think it is not a good thing to make Haiti under occupation, because Haiti have a banner and everyone is looking on it. It's the banner of liberty. So I think that it's a very bad thing to make Haiti under occupation.
Jean-Louis, just to finish, you have been taking part here for 10 days in this sustainability school organized by Friends of the Earth, Latin America and the Caribbean. What are your main conclusions in the last day of this school?
Normally, when you have a course, it's like when you are going to the school and you make some course and we give you some diploma, certificate, just like that. But on Friend of the Earth, I understand something else that is not only that backing of knowledge. On Friend of the Earth, we have seen that horizon. We have seen that what we fight together, we have seen that what we have to do, and not for us, but for the world. When we are in Haiti on meeting, we say that if really this world cannot survive after 50 years, when we see the climate problem, when we see the desertification problem, the pollution problem. But at the school, I have learning something. I have learning too much thing about the environment. I have learning too much thing about social, about geography. But I have learning something that about hopes that together in America Latin, they want to do something for the environment. So, friend of the earth are fighting for that. And together, I think that are with them for this fight. And every time they will have some escuela, a school, again, I will come to exchange my experience just for learning. And I think after this escuela, my next, or the one who will go in after me, will tell them not what happened in Haiti, but what the escuela have been done for Haiti.
Good, Shenhui. And something else that I have remembered now. Mm-hmm. What are your feelings? What were your feelings, and how did you leave this opportunity yesterday of being part in a demonstration against monoculture tree plantations there in Porto Alegre, here in Rio Grande do Sul?
At Porto Alegre, we have made some action yesterday, and I think it is something the media have to show the world, because every time the media want only to show that he have disaster, he have everything. Because right now he have a problem with the monoculture, because we exploit the earth for making money, not for so make food or anything else. So friend of the earth have understand this problem before it's too terrible. Together in the Latin America, we have making us on one to say that is no, we don't want that. So I have participated. It was I don't have the word to explain what it was. You understand? I really don't have the words. But I think on the world, the media have to show that to everyone, to make everyone understand they have some people in the world who care about the environment, who care about our future, who care about life. So I think the biodiversity, it's us. It's like a chain. We cannot break them. So when we make pollution, when we make too much thing, like we just want to make money, we break one of the part of the chains. And to the long, we will break all the chain. So I always with the friend of the herd to fight for the pure environment, for the pure world.
You're listening to Real World News.